still move, and we decided to came to an agreement on the deal. So I'm excited, man. It's obviously a great place to be, and at this point in my career, you're striving for one thing, and to be here, part of this organization. Coach Fox, I obviously played against him a lot, being in Atlanta and in that division when he was the head coach of Carolina, and just from afar had so much respect for him and what he brings to the table. His teams were always physical and tough and played smart, and we had some battles. They were tough to beat, so I think this team is set to make a run, and I'm very excited to be a small part of it.
Did he mention that to you? Because you had some big games at his expense a couple of times.
No, we didn't talk too much about that, but like I said, I'm excited to be here. It's a great organization, a great group of guys. I've got to meet most of the guys in the weight room earlier today and out here on the practice field. So just to see how they do things, it's a great atmosphere. They've created a really good atmosphere to come to work every day and get ready for the season. And I'm excited to be a part of it.
What have they told you about where they're looking at you on the linebacker core, Sam, Mike?
I think I'll be working position in the wheel position, so I think as far as I'm just here to compete, I'm excited about the opportunity, and I think that brings, competition brings out the best in everyone, so and Bruce success, so I'm here to do that, whatever role it takes, playing Mike, Will, special teams, I'm not too big for that, even though I've been in this league a long time, so whatever role I can find, I'm willing to do.
What do you know about Coach Del Rio?
I know he's a great football coach, a great mind, and got a chance to sit down with him today in his office and talk to him a little bit schematically on what they're doing. So have a lot of respect for him. He was in Jacksonville. They had some great defenses there. Obviously played against him when he was at Carolina. So he's a great defensive mind, just a great football mind in general. So he's exciting to be able to play for him for sure. I've been around some really good defensive coordinators, and he's right there up there with them all.
Do you expect to suit up tomorrow morning?
Well, with a new CBA, you have to – I think it takes 3 days to actually suit up and practice. Now, I don't know as far as tomorrow, probably. I don't know if it's a full pad of practice. I haven't got my schedule or anything. I signed and walked out here. So if it's full padded, which Tuesday, 2 days before a game, I don't imagine it wouldn't be. So I got to see how that goes. But I know you have to have 3 days before you actually get in team drills. So I don't think that'll happen.
Because physically, how are you condition-wise? I mean, if you had to, could you walk out there right now?
I haven't been in an off-season program, so I'd be lying to you if I said I'm in game shape and ready to go, but my legs feel good. They still have pop in them. I'm moving around. I've been working out, and my body feels great. Had a lot of blows to the head and a few surgeries, so not what it was eight years ago, but relatively speaking, my body feels really good.
Was there ever a point where months go by and nothing's coming together, you thought this might be it?
Well, not that teams weren't knocking down my door, that's for sure, but in talking to my agent, there was some talk that I knew it was going to be later on when it would take place from the feedback I got from him, with him talking to all the teams and circumstances had to be right for me. I wanted to play for a contender, and this team was right up there on the list, so it worked out great. And the first team that called him and said they would work me out, so I was excited about it. I told them, I'll go ahead and book my flight. They don't have to book it to get here. So just really excited to be a part of the Broncos and what they bring to the table and to make a run at this thing.
Was there one thing that kind of stuck out? I mean, everybody talks about the Manning factor, the Elway factor. Was there one thing? You said you booked your own flight. What was it that just made you Denver's a done deal?
Manning did not hurt. played against him a lot, and we came out together in 98. So I've been watching him for 14 years now, and arguably the best that's ever played this game. So, Del Rio, Coach Fox, the whole organization. When I got here, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be this morning when I worked out for them and got a chance to sit down and talk with them. So it just validated everything even more.
You've been out here for about 3 hours. Can you tell a difference? You've been to a lot of training camps and a lot of practices. Is it a different feel here than what you've seen before with the crowd?
Well, the crowd is outstanding. I mean, the amount of people that came here just for a practice. I heard the scrimmage is over 40,000. So the excitement's here, that's for sure. And, that's exciting to be a part of. But more than anything, you got to put the product out there on the field. So we have a lot of work to do. And hopefully we can come through with all the expectations that are out there right now. We have a lot of work to do before we get there, though.
They picked up Jim Leonard on Saturday. Now they put him on active PUP. Is that something that's an avenue
playbook yet, so
not a playbook here, it's an iPad.
Right, well, I'm a playbook guy, so I'm not down with the technology, but we do have playbooks.
You guys have the option of playbooks?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'll take the iPad. I meet with Richard Smith, the linebacker coach, and just get more familiar with the defense. I played in a lot of different schemes. Just meeting with Jack earlier and going over some of the terminology. There's some carryover there, so it won't take long for me to become familiar with it. But just getting a playbook, learn this defense, and whenever they give me the go, I'm ready.
Keith, why did you fall in love with the game of football? And at this point in your career, what do you do to maintain that love?
We're getting deep, huh?
Yeah. Welcome to Denver.
Right. I love competition. That's the one thing, when you ask me that question, it's out at the forefront. So just competing every day and, just being around the guys, that's special. And what's special about it is when you win. Some of the most fun is when you win and, just the fellowship you have and that moment in the locker room when you're together and celebrating that victory and all the hard work that you put into it. There's a lot of people out there that don't really know what it takes. So when you have that success, there's no better feeling in the world. That's something that I'll miss one day for sure.
Keith, what do you remember about that 98 Super Bowl, your rookie year?
That's the first thing I mentioned to Elway, by the way. I told him that's the first time I've seen him since then, pretty close up. So I mentioned that to him first thing today. I was like, by the way, I haven't forgotten 98. But, I was a little wet behind the ears back then and really didn't know what we were doing at the time. Not that I didn't appreciate it, but actually puts a lot of things in perspective. We made a couple of runs in Atlanta, went to a couple of NFC Championship games and got close, so haven't gotten back there yet. So that's, it's even more of a reason for me to continue to play and strive to get there. That's what this is all about at this point. So, well, there are not a lot of fond memories from that evening in Miami, for sure. The night before.
Kind of an obvious question, but what would it mean to you to bracket your career with Super Bowls if you can get to one here?
Yeah, well, that's a little premature. I know I've said that that's what this thing's all about, we got to open up against Pittsburgh. We got a lot of work to do before then. So let's just take one step at a time before we start talking about that.
Well, good. Thanks, Keith.
All right.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.